Our time now, it's 19 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here at KQWC. Well, with me on the phone line on this Tuesday morning, we have our city manager, John Herrenstein, who joins me here. John, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Pat.
Yes, glad to have you along here this morning. So we had another city council meeting last evening. So I think one of the biggest items I heard last night was another housing project coming to Webster City.
Yeah, that was an exciting development. You know, we've been working with the developer on the Lynx development. He's got the two apartments behind the hospital. That was locked up for a few years, but we were able to open the roads earlier this year. And now he's proposing to build 61 single-family homes for sale to owners behind that property along the roads that he installed a few years ago. So that's another add for housing in Webster City. Hopefully it will attract population and workforce to our area.
Mm-hmm. And this comes on the heels of the big announcement we had last year, and that had to, or this year, was the addition that's going in southwest part of Webster City, a housing complex there, John.
Yeah, we're hopeful that that developer will either start moving dirt at the end of this year or in the spring of 2026. That's 220 units of additional housing. Those will be rented, but they are of sort of a single-family type of build. There's some duplexes and quadplexes in there as well. But, all positive, especially to correct what has been sort of a stable or flatline population over the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm. And last night, there was also an announcement from Logan Welch on the project we've talked about many, many times, and that has to do with the Riverview Early Childhood Center, but they're still raising money, but no date, John, yet for the groundbreaking there at the old hospital lot.
Well, a big thanks to both that board for their vision to provide child care in the community and a new facility, as well as everybody who joined them in the fundraising effort earlier this year. They are still determining sort of how to proceed. Currently, their proposed location is on Hospital Hill, currently owned by the city.
Right.
The city council has agreed in concept to donate a portion of that property to them if they would if they get to the point where they are ready to build. And so, it's an exciting time for that group, but we don't necessarily know a date when they'll be ready.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there'll be more fundraising, but they're already at the halfway point, I believe, there, John, from what Logan was saying last night at City Hall.
Yeah, it was a remarkable campaign last year. Over 6 months, I think they raised close to $3 million. So that's really cool.
That sure is there, John. Also, there was a public hearing last night, John, on, help me out, that would be on the budget there for...
We had some budget amendments.
Budget amendments.
Just an annual cleanup. Nothing too crazy there. It was just matching what actually came in with what the budget had been adopted a year prior. So that was the good work of Dodie Wolfgrum. In addition to that, the council approves transfers every year from different funds. The electric, water, and sewer utility pay a franchise fee to the general fund to help support general government operations, and that's similar to franchise fees that, like, a Black Hills Energy would pay for use of the right-of-way. So those were the main budget actions last night.
Again, we're talking with Webster City Manager John Herrenstein this morning, live here on KQWC, about all what transpired during the city council meeting. I learned last night there about what you mentioned, about 57 properties in Webster City, homes and businesses abandoned, and the city council had their first reading on this ordinance for this issue about neglected property in Webster City that's standing vacant.
Yeah, really great topic. Staff has done an analysis of our utility billing system and identified at least 57 properties who are either not paying or disconnected and do not have any service. That constitutes a public health hazard. And in addition, I think anybody who's visited the community or driven through can recognize that we do have some properties that need to be taken care of. This is a regular issue that comes up in my conversation with residents and business owners in sort of the areas of quality of life and workforce attraction. I think the city this year, I don't know that we're up to 10, but I think we've acquired through the court process at least 10 of these properties. Right now, some of them, you know, we don't have to pay for, so the court just deeds them over to us. Other times, the property owner just deeds them back over to us because they also don't want to take care of them. But we're going through and we'll either be demolishing them or trying to get them reused for workforce housing. But some of them are in pretty tough shape.
Of course, you can see that anywhere around town there, John, where this property all dilapidated in a few places,
yeah,
too.
Mm-hmm. And I think the codes then, you know, the vacant property code, the property maintenance code, and I think there's one other, the rental inspection code that the council's considering. These are all designed to try to prevent this from happening so the city isn't in the position of having to take on these properties. Certainly not something that we want to do. But I think it's something that we need to do to make sure Webster City's positioned well for the next 20 years. I mean, you can look around communities all around us who have let it gone on too long. And once you reach that tipping point, it's very hard to get it back. So we want to avoid that.
And that's what City Attorney Zach Cheesick has been addressing, too, about this problem we're having in Webster City.
Well, I'll give you a recent example. You know, there were the 14 dogs up at the Hilltop School.
Yes.
We met with, and those were seized by animal control. We met with that property owner, and he just simply wanted to be done with the property. That's going to be a significant matter for us to take on. Hopefully we can find somebody that might be interested in redeveloping it into apartments, but it is a mess.
Well, I attended school there, John, from 1968 to 1971 at Hilltop. That's where I attended 4th, 5th, and 6th grades. But it was a wonderful school, and it closed back in the early 1990s, I believe, late 80s, early 90s.
Well, maybe you could get the Hilltop Alumni Association together, and they can buy that building.
Something like that, because I hate to see that building just stand empty there, John. And
yeah, I agree with you. It is a piece of our history, and we'll see what we can do.
Mm-hmm. So now the building is for sale, so I'm sure this will be discussed at future city council meetings. Speaking of improvements going on in Webster City, we're having construction work right now on one of the streets in Webster City. I believe that's, Fairmeadow Drive that they're doing it?
Started. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Fairmeadow 2 project kicked off, on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Folks will see a detour when they come to the corner of, I think, Fairmeadow and Des Moines. I'm hopeful that will be resolved as soon as 3 weeks, but with these road projects, I always double it, so it might be 6 weeks. But that's a great reconstruction project, something the community has asked for a lot of years, funded by sales tax. And so, just to emphasize the importance of that local option sales tax that we have. In addition to that project, we'll also be doing Beach Street. We've got a grant from the federal government for rehabbing the concrete panels there. And then we've got a nice asphalt overlay project continuing our work from last year that will be addressing a lot of roads up and around the high school and then the one that's right in front of Trinity Lutheran Church.
Mm-hmm. So that's big if that's there around Kathy Lane, I believe there, John.
Yeah.
Down that area along Beach Street in Webster City.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, and speaking of other projects, you approved a contract with the folks from Fort Dodge Asphalt last night for a lot of work.
Yes, and that's for that HMA project. Mm-hmm. They've been a good contractor for us. Last year, I think a group out of Mason City came in and got that bid, but Fort Dodge Asphalt has usually submitted a pretty competitive bid for our work, I'm presuming because of our proximity there. So overall, we're real happy with that. Those bids came in about $100,000 or $130,000 less than what we had estimated. We're going to turn around and try to put that money into some sealing programs on streets that have been repaired not long ago, and can probably take a seal coat.
Mm-hmm. And the work begins next month, I believe.
Yes, excited about it. So there'll be a lot of road work in Webster City over the summer, but all good. And you know, I think those are some of the projects. You know, talking about neighborhoods and neighborhood stabilization, people really appreciate a good road. They sort of see the value in that with their tax dollar, and we're happy to provide it.
Right. Also, there were thoughts of purchasing a vehicle last night, a street department dump, and perish the thought of plow truck, because we're done with winter, but this one is to replace a model that dates back to, help me out there, John, about 2005, I believe?
Yeah, it was a 2005 Chevy snowplow that they had. Apparently, they can't hardly find any parts for it. Even our local shop here at Ness's had to fabricate something to get it back on the road mm-hmm. during the snow event.
From Tony's Tire.
Overall, we've spent about $85,000 on repairs to that truck over the last 20 years we've owned it. So Brandon Barnifus presented an option to the council to just replace it, and I believe they were inclined to do so, Pat. You might remind me what they thought there.
Mm-hmm.
But that'll be added to our 2025 bond, the one that's going to be paying for Fairmeadow 2. And in addition to that, I believe they approved a street sweeper last year for the department. So looks like those are regular equipment upgrades. When you get into those heavy snow plows, fire trucks, some of the other items that are funded by general fund, we're probably in a position where we're going to have to borrow from them. That's opposed to like the electric utility, water utility, sewer utility that can typically cash fund those purchases.
Mm-hmm. And those will be discussed, I'm sure, at a future council meeting on when they can find the bids and such, or what?
Yeah, yeah. But you need to start thinking about a nickname for this truck. Maybe we'll call it the Pat Powers Winter Solution. Right?
Well, gee, thanks. But no, because there are some cities that do have some snow plows and maintainers named after people.
There you go.
And
we'll
so
put
forth.
Your face on the side of it and everything. Buddy.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
It'd be a great advertisement for the radio station.
Absolutely. John, anything else coming down the road? Any other projects that people should know about here in Webster City and from the city council?
You know, I think people should be aware that there's just a ton of things going on. We continue to try to resolve some things downtown. We're working
yes.
with Lotus to try to get the siding blew off in a winter storm, so we're hoping to remodel that wall and potentially add two units of housing up there. We've got a couple other properties. Of course, we've got the old Coulter's building, and don't really have a solution for that yet, but we've got it, and so we'll be thinking there. There's, you know, Junk Fest is coming up.
Right.
There's a nice celebration being planned by the Parks Department, I think, for July 19th, some type of barbecue festival, hopefully to get some amateur barbecue competition going here. Fuller Hall continues to just produce a lot of quality programs for youth. I think I was able to announce last week that we'll have a golf program for kids this summer. That's a great partnership between Briggswood, the Lynx, and Fuller Hall. And then, of course, swim season will be starting up here, and the sculptures are coming. So, I mean, there's just a ton going on, and it's fun. It's nice to be part of a place that is focused on quality of life.
Indeed. Of course, we have the Webster Theater. It reopened this weekend. Have you been to see that yet there, John?
How could I have forgot? I can't believe I forgot to mention that. And then the long-awaited Webster Theater is open. I have actually not been to a movie there. I've been in it. It's beautiful. I hope people take advantage of it. A lot of good community work that went there. And I know my kids are just dying to go to a movie. So we'll get there sooner than later.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know for a fact it is open tonight and has its Marvel Thunderbolts. That should be good.
Well, that might be a good
family fun.
To.
Indeed, they're yeah. at the Webster Theater downtown. Where do we stand on finding the new police chief? What do we have on that, John?
Yep, interviews will be held before the end of this month, and then we'll probably be in a position to make an announcement Oh, I suppose in June.
In June, we'll find out who the new police chief will be for Webster City.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yep. That's a good. The department's doing well.
Mm-hmm.
Great group of dedicated individuals that are looking out for our the protection of our lives and property, and this will be a good transition for them.
Indeed, indeed. So that's what's happening in Webster City. Another city council meeting coming up on the 19th. Are you willing to join me 2 weeks from this very day, John, about the city council on the morning of the 20th?
100%, Pat.
Okay.
I always love coming on and
yep.
talking about what's going on in Webster City.
Absolutely. John Herrensee, my guest here on KQWC this morning with a recap of what's happening of last night's city council meeting. And, John, we'll have you back on 2 weeks from today, at just after 8:30.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, John. You have a great day now. Take care.
You
bet.
Bye
now. John Herrensee, our city manager. Nice visit with him this morning about all what's happening in Webster City. And by the way, the city council meeting from last night, you can see it on our KQWC Facebook page, the video courtesy from Darcy Swan and the City of Webster City promotion. So that's on our Facebook page from last night's city council meeting. The time now, it's 8:57. Temperature stands at 60 degrees. Again, more from John Herrensee 2 weeks from today right here on KQWC.